In April 2026, a PocketOS coding agent deleted a production database and its only backup in 9 seconds, triggering a 30-hour outage. Crane 2026. No gate existed to stop it. Tiering approval gates by action reversibility, not risk category, is the structural fix. This post gives a 3-tier gate model, the reviewer atrophy research behind it, and the 4 metrics that tell you when the gates are holding. Why are AI agents causing production incidents without any external attacker? Cyra's dataset of 7,246 publicly reported AI incident records isolates 188 cases where corporate production environments were harmed by the AI system itself. These are not adversarial attacks. They are authorized agents completing assigned tasks with insufficient constraint on action scope. CodaRabbit's analysis of 470 GitHub pull requests found AI-generated code produces 1.7 times more issues than human-written code. XSS vulnerabilities occur 2.74 times more often. Overall security findings run 1.57 times higher. Pharos AI's telemetry across 22,000 developers documents a 242.7% increase in incidents per PR. Review queues are collapsing under the combined load. The production incident rate is not a model quality problem alone. Agent frameworks were designed to maximize task completion within defined permissions, assuming the operator would bound action scope. In practice, operators defined permissions at the identity level, what the agent could authenticate to, rather than at the action level, what the agent could execute without human confirmation. Why does adding a human reviewer sometimes make things worse? The Vaccaro et al. Meta-analysis examined 106 experiments across 74 studies and found human-AI combinations were outperformed by either humans or AI alone. When AI was stronger than the reviewer, adding a human created net performance losses. The Anthropic RCT by Shen and Tamkin sharpens the mechanism. 52 junior engineers randomized to AI-assisted conditions showed 17% lower comprehension scores on debugging tasks, p equals 0.010, Cohen's d equals 0.738. Why debugging skill is the specific casualty? Debugging requires tracing causation backward from a symptom without the model's assistance. When AI supplies those intermediate steps, the engineer's causal reasoning muscle goes unexercised. The more AI assistance a reviewer receives in their own daily work, the less that muscle is maintained. What does DORA say about external approval processes? The 2019 DORA report found organizations using formal external approval processes, including CABs and senior manager sign-off, were 2.6 times more likely to be low delivery performers, with no reduction in change failure rates. Heavyweight gates added latency without improving stability. The 2025 DORA report adds the AI dimension: adoption increases delivery instability even as throughput improves. 90% of developers now use AI tools. 30% report little to no trust in the output. Instability drives burnout even when individual productivity metrics improve. AI reintroduces instability at machine speed, and the structural answer applies friction at the reversibility boundary, not uniformly at every change. What is reversibility, and why does it define the gate design? Reversibility is the property that determines whether a mistake can be corrected after it is made. A configuration change with an instant rollback is reversible. A database deletion that destroys the only backup copy is not. A customer notification already delivered is not. Risk category requires human judgment to assess and shifts with business context. Reversibility is a structural property of the action, encodable as a constraint and evaluated before execution. It does not require a sharp reviewer, does not depend on model confidence, and does not erode as queue depth increases. Unlike risk category, reversibility is binary. An action either has a rollback path or it does not. Reversibility tiered interrupts add the execution time gate that agents, MD policy, and repository controls do not provide AI-assisted development. Y risk category fails as a gate axis. In an original benchmark of 60 agentic action scenarios seeded from documented production incidents, a multi-factor risk label classifier, classifier A, evaluates each action on severity, blast radius, and authorization level. All three signals were low for the missed cases. The actions were authorized, narrow in blast radius, and routine in scope. That axis cannot encode whether a mistake can be undone. Classifier A missed 13.8% of those actions. The reversibility blocklist missed none. Cluetra 2026. The Pocket OS incident is one instance of that class. Low risk by any standard rubric and irreversible. Crane 2026. Tassi 2002 found that fixing a production defect costs two or more orders of magnitude more than a design phase fix. The cost compounds non-linearly as downstream state propagates. DO 178C and IEC 61508 encode the same logic, gate every modification on reversibility consequence before execution, not on risk category label, RTCA/EuroKI 2011. The three-marker blocklist above was tested against that same 60-scenario benchmark. Table 1 shows the results across three classifier designs, three runs each, 540 verdict files. STD equals 0 at temperature 0.3. Miss rate is over all 29 irreversible items. False positive rate over all 31 non-irreversible items. Classifier B's near blanket halting, 96.7% halt rate, is a design artifact of the blocklist instruction, not a production calibrated threshold. Classifier C reduces that false positive rate by 22 percentage points at the same zero miss. The difference is statistically supported, but should be treated as directional given the pilot scale, N equals 5 in the critical low, plus irreversible cell, all notification dispatch actions. Results reflect a single model family, Claude Sonnet 4.6. What does the EU AI Act require from this design? Article 14 of the EU AI Act requires that high-risk AI systems allow humans to understand capabilities and limitations, detect and address issues, decide not to use the output, and halt operation. These obligations enter into force on August 2, 2026, with fines up to 15 million euros or 3% of global annual turnover for non-compliance with high-risk system obligations. The reversibility tiered gate is designed to align with Article 14 structurally. Legal counsel should confirm applicability to specific system classifications. Tier 1 provides the audit trail for retrospective detection. Tier 2's confidence threshold interrupt provides the decide not to use surface. Tier 3's mandatory expert hold provides the halt operation capability where the cost of a mistake is highest. A generic review process applied uniformly satisfies the letter of the requirement. Reviewer atrophy at scale means the human is nominally present but substantively absent. How does a three-tier reversibility gate work in practice? The three tiers below are specific to action reversibility. They are distinct from the three security tiers in AI-augmented CI/CD, which control what context AI receives during code review. Here, tier determines latency budget and reviewer type. Risk category informs judgment at tier 3 but does not select the tier. The Landgraf interrupt pattern supports four decision types at tier 2: approve, reject, edit, or respond with additional context. At tier 3, risk category, business context, and regulatory requirements inform the expert's judgment. The human brings context, the classification cannot encode. The zero downtime DNS migration post documents this pattern in a production five-phase workflow with two named tier 3 holds, each producing a reviewable artifact, a written pre-flight checklist, and a signed-off rollback procedure rather than a yes/no click. The checkpoint is the structural guarantee. When a tier 3 review takes hours, the agent resumes from exact state rather than replaying the full plan. What happens when an action is mistiered? The reversibility classifier in code snippet 1 addresses mistiering with a blocklist of irreversibility markers. Any action matching even one marker routes to tier 3 regardless of its assigned risk label. The post-approval incident rate metric in table 3 closes the feedback loop. Tier 1 post-approval incidents trigger automatic reclassification of that action type to Tier 2. For how reversibility gates compose with CI/CD pipeline security, CAI augmented CI/CD. How do you prevent reviewer atrophy from hollowing out the judgment tier? The Shen and Tamkin RCT identifies debugging as the skill most at risk, the same 17% comprehension gap concentrated in exactly the tasks Tier 3 review requires. Three structural controls counter this. Tier 3 reviewers rotate through agent-free work to maintain baseline judgment. Review sessions require a comprehension check. The reviewer must explain what the action does, why the agent proposed it, and what the rollback procedure is before approval is recorded. Audit logs from Tier 3 decisions are reviewed against outcomes. Reviewers whose approvals correlate with post-deployment incidents move to supervised review until accuracy recovers. None of these controls are self-monitoring. The next section defines the four metrics that detect when they are failing. The trust ladder pattern structuring reviewer authority in SRE contexts is covered in SRE AI agents in production. How do you measure whether your gates are holding? Four metrics provide early warning that the gate structure is degrading and close the feedback loop between agent throughput and system stability. The first two are leading indicators that surface pressure before an incident. The last two are lagging checks that confirm whether the tier classifications are valid. A rising Tier 2 trigger rate signals task framing investigation, not threshold adjustment. The agent's scope is expanding beyond its reliable operating range. A Tier 1 rollback failure invalidates the tier classification itself. The action was never truly reversible and must be reclassified. Each routing path in Figure 2 maps to a span attribute in the OTel implementation. The hold branch fires on gate. Tier 3 underscore Q underscore depth or gate. Tier 2 underscore trigger underscore rate threshold breaches. The alert branch fires when gate but OST approval incident is true or gate. Tier 1 underscore rollback underscore success drops below 100%. What should engineering leaders act on? Engineering leaders cannot solve reviewer atrophy with cultural mandates. It requires architectural constraints. To transition from risk-based to reversibility-based governance, execute three steps in sequence. Audit your action space. Isolate every agentic execution layer. Identify every action that mutates persistent state, updates dependencies, or fires external side effects, and blocklist them into an irreversible execution tier. The classifier in Code Snippet 1 provides the starting block list. Your systems will extend it. Implement checkpointed interrupts. Deploy stateful human-in-the-loop patterns, LangGraph's durable checkpointer, Code Snippet 2, for Tier 2 and Tier 3 gates. The checkpoint survives reviewer session boundaries. Instrument the four gate metrics. Establish open telemetry tracking, Code Snippet 3, for Tier 3 queue depth, Tier 2 trigger rate, post-approval incident rate by tier, and Tier 1 rollback success rate. CAI augmented CI/CD for pipeline integration, SRE AI agents in production for trust ladder and error budget patterns, and decision frameworks for AI delivery for the DACAI model that assigns the approver as the non-automatable role.